From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Republican candidates debate in California. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump took center stage Wednesday at his party's second major debate of the nomination race. 10 challengers joined the real estate tycoon at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. Trump's anti-Washington rhetoric, along with demands to expel 11 million illegal immigrants from the United States, have propelled him to the top of the surveys of presidential voters. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon denounced Hungary's treatment of migrants Wednesday after police fired tear gas and sprayed water cannon at hundreds of asylum seekers on the country's border with Serbia.
Men, women, and children fleeing war and persecution deserve real support, including asylum.
Police fought with the migrants after blocking one of the biggest entry points into the European Union. Hungary has put in place tough new anti-migrant laws. The UN Security Council is unanimously demanding the immediate release of the president, prime minister, and other officials being held hostage in Burkina Faso. By renegade members of the Presidential Guard Wednesday, detained the officials and are said to be holding them hostage. Reports say the renegades are supporters of ousted President Blaise Compaoré. It is unclear if there have been any casualties, and the soldiers have not made any demands. Top officials of the U.S. Central Bank are preparing to decide if they will raise interest rates for the first time in a decade. Analysts say it's hard to predict what the U.S. Federal Reserve will do or what impact it will have. That decision is expected sometime Thursday. This is VOA News. U.S. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl has been charged with desertion. He goes before an Army court-martial hearing at Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio, Texas, Thursday. Greg Flakus reports.
At the hearing Thursday, Army prosecutors will begin laying out their case against Sergeant Bergdahl, focusing at first on the desertion charge. The panel hearing the arguments will either recommend a court-martial or dismissal of charges. The other charge against Bergdahl of misbehavior before the enemy was used nearly 500 times during World War II, but has rarely been used since the war ended in 1945. Greg Flakus, Houston.
Authorities in Chile ordered residents to evacuate the coast Wednesday after an 8.3 magnitude earthquake and two strong aftershocks prompted a tsunami warning. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center says hazardous waves more than 3 meters above normal tides are possible for the entire Chilean coast. Higher than normal waves were also possible as far south as Antarctica and as far west as Malaysia. No damage or injuries have been reported so far in Chile. Ukraine intends to pursue a campaign to strip Russia of its UN Security Council veto power when the United Nations General Assembly opens its annual meeting later this month. Ukraine's parliament voted unanimously Wednesday in favor of an international initiative to prevent the use of the veto to block Security Council resolutions or actions in cases where, quoting now, conflicts become especially rigid. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States is considering Russia's offer of military-to-military talks on the war in Syria. Kerry held talks this week by telephone with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. He said Wednesday he wants a complete and clear understanding of what Russia's intentions are. Kerry also said he warned Lavrov about Russia's increased involvement in Syria. The top U.S. commander in the Middle East told a congressional panel that only 4 or 5 Syrian rebels trained by the United States remain in the fight against the Islamic State group. General Lloyd Austin said many of the first 54 graduates of a special training program came under attack in Syria. In testimony before the Senate Armed Services Committee, the general conceded the program has gotten off to a slow start. He says the U.S. will not reach its original goal to train more than 5,000 Syrians. President Barack Obama says the United States will seek what he called step-by-step opportunities in Cuba until the U.S. Congress lifts the trade embargo on that country. He spoke to business leaders Wednesday at the Business Roundtable in Washington. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.